Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Blessed Angela Selawa, whose story begins now. She said, Lord, I live by your will. I shall die when you desire. Save me because you can. Blessed Angela Selawa, pray for us. Dear God, we thank you for the example of Blessed Angela Selawa, who dedicated her life to serving you through her service to others. She lived a life of selflessness and devotion to the poor and suffering, embodying the gospel values of love, compassion, and humility. And we ask, as we ask for her intercession, we pray that you would help us to follow her example and live lives of service to others. Help us to see the face of Christ in the poor and the marginalized, and to respond to their needs with compassion and generosity. Blessed Angela Selawa, pray for us and intercede for us before the throne of God. Help us to grow in faith, hope, and love, and to become true disciples of Christ, who gave his life for the salvation of the world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Angela Selawa was born on 9 September 1881, and she died on March 12, 1922. She was a Polish woman who served in hospitals in World War I. Angela served Christ and Christ's little ones with all her strength. In 1913, she became a secular order Franciscan. During World War I, she worked in hospitals tending prisoners of war without regard of their nationality. And she was born in 1881. And there were 12 children in her family, and she was the 11th. Angela Selawa was born on September 9, 1881 in Cypra, Poland. Angela was the youngest of nine brothers and grew up undernourished, weak, and sickly. In her late teens, she went to work as a servant for a family in Krakow. For almost 20 years, Angela was in domestic service. And she was born near Krakow in Poland, as she was the 11th child. And in 1897, she moved to Krakow, where her older sister, Teresa, lived. And Angela immediately began to gather together and instruct young women domestic workers. And during World War I, She helped prisoners of war without regard for their nationality or religion. The writings of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross were a great comfort to her, and she was baptized 4 days after her birth. The family was poor, and because she was weak and sickly, Salomo was not as able to help with chores around the house as much as her more physical, robust siblings. And she was an obedient child who tried to do her best to help her family. And from an early age, she felt Christ's call on her heart. In 1506, while praying in the fields, Angela had a vision in which she was told that she would found a society of virgins, and the citizens then came to regard her as a prophet and a saint. She became a member of the secular Franciscan order and began working in hospitals throughout World War I. And at the age of 16, she left home to work as a maid. And while there, she became caught up in worldly pursuits, and her religious fervor waned, and she was much affected by the death of her sister Teresa, who had appealed to her to reconsider her worldly values. And while dancing at a wedding pre-reception, she perceived Christ standing nearby, asking her how she would prefer dancing to following him. And this experience point in her life, she immediately went to a church and to pray and became devoted to adoring Christ in the Eucharist. And when World War I broke out in 1914, Salawa remained there to nurse soldiers. Her own health was deteriorating, but no one noticed her suffering. In 1916, her employer accused her of stealing, and she lost her employment. She was homeless, in pain, and ill, but she was discharged from the hospital because she appeared to be well. Eventually, she was alone in the world, living in a basement room, abandoned by family, friends, and neighbors. And Angela gave great service in caring for soldiers wounded in World War I. And after 1918, her health did not permit her to exercise her customary apostolate. Addressing herself to Christ, she wrote in her diary, I want you to be adored as much as you were destroyed. In another place, she wrote, Lord, I live by your will. I shall die when you desire. Save me because you can. Angela was found in the sacristy, kneeling before the Eucharist, before the Blessed Sacrament, next to the statue of Saint Joseph. She was so engrossed in prayer, she seemed to be in ecstasy. In obedience to her spiritual director, she recounts this incident in her own diary. She had asked and prayed to her guardian angel to render her invisible so as to remain the entire night in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And through the intercession of her guardian angel, God granted her request. In 1917, Angela became ill, and after 5 years of suffering, she died on March 12, 1922, in extreme poverty, but with a reputation for sanctity. At her 1991 beatification in Krakow, Pope St. John Paul II said of her, It is in this city that she worked, that she suffered, and that holiness came to maturity. And while connected spirituality of St. Francis, she showed an extraordinary responsiveness to the action of the Holy Spirit. And Angela is often attributed with a cloak and ladder. She is the patron saint of sickness, disabled, and physically challenged people and those grieving the loss of parents. She is the patron of secular Franciscans, those with multiple sclerosis, and people with terminal illnesses. Inspired by the love of Christ, she offered him her virginity. She began an active apostolate for the many of the other women who sought employment in homes by encouraging them and helping them to live an authentic Catholic life. She often said, "I love my work because it enables me to endure suffering, work harder, and pray often. Other than that, I have no other desire in the world." She prays and honors the Blessed Virgin Mary with a daughter's love. The cause of beatification was introduced on 30 March 1981 which bestowed upon her the title of Servant of God. And there's a documentation on her life of heroic virtue, which was forwarded to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints in 1987, which resulted in Pope St. John Paul II's declaration of her heroic virtue on 23 October 1987. And this granted her the title of Venerable. In 1990, there was a young boy who suffered a severe brain injury. The intercession of Angela Selawa was asked to help the boy, and he made a full recovery. And this was investigated and was later validated on 12 April 1991. And St. John Paul II approved the miracle on 6 July 1991 and beatified her on 13 August 1991. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint, Blessed Angela Selawa, and her love for you, Lord, and the love that she bore for you in the Holy Eucharist. She spent time with you in the Blessed Sacrament with the help of her guardian angel. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. And help me to love you as did Blessed Angela Selawa. Thank you, Lord. And Blessed Angela Selawa, now with the host of heaven, which surrounds me today, calling for us to pray for our priests. We thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today, that they will remain faithful and loyal to your holy Catholic Church and reaching out the Blessed Angela Selawa is out there in the world today who are seeking you, Lord, and searching for you, Lord, and desiring you, Lord. So we pray for our priests. And we thank you, Lord.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinners and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. May they be a shepherd after your own heart, who will walk in your way. And we pray, Lord, for our deacons. We pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, give our deacons a generous spirit. Give them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love. Comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. We pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Cheek and meek and mild and humble of heart. Make the hearts of our seminarians like yours, amen. Give our seminarians strength, Lord, and give them courage, and give them wisdom, Lord. Fill your church, Lord, with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord. As we pray for those who sing in the choirs, Lord. Lord, watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Grant that those who praise you be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart they will praise you, Lord, and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life and salvation of our souls. And we pray, Lord, for our altar servers. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love. By the grace of the Heavenly Father, amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts, Lord, from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. And as we pray for our altar servers, we pray for all children, Lord. We pray, Lord, for all children. We pray for the end of human trafficking. Safeguard our children. Safeguard all children, Lord. Pray for children who you love and whom Our Lady loves. So we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom. And the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Salaba, Saint Sebastian, Saint Nicholas, Saint Blessed Angela Salaba, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphne, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren, no plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. By God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, and give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, and their families, and may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit be with them, bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and we pray for our hospital doctors and nurses, and we pray for all those who are sick and ill there. We pray that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus. In union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in Universal Church, those in my own home, and within my family, amen. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed from this life. We pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family. Sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents, and may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life, And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, those who are held back by heavy addictions. We pray for those, Lord, who need deliverance from those addictions. We pray for those who are in such despair, who feel that there's no other way out. We pray for those who are suicidal. We pray, Lord, for those who are contemplating abortion. Pray, Lord, for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, that they will find you, Lord, and through your heart and Our Lady's heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, they will find peace and they will find salvation. So we pray for those, Lord, who are in need of you, Lord. Have mercy on us.
Plenty of time, but when you're caught in the eye of the storm, nowhere to turn as the thunder crashes. So many times you were warned, but now you're trapped as the battle rages. You're caught in the eye of the storm.
Amen. And we encourage confession. When you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins you confess, and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And you're given a judgment of mercy in the confessional. That's why I call it the mercy seat of God. And Jesus will honor this mercy he bestows on you when you stand before him to face his eternal justice, his mercy. So go to confession often. Remember the story of Blessed Angela? She had such a devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. She spent, with the help of her guardian angel, all night before the Blessed Sacrament. And she loved the Eucharist. She loved our Lord in the Eucharist. and to go to Mass, to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Go to Mass.
Father God's at Sunday Mass, his homilies are eloquent, inspiring and relevant. Midweek comes, he's much more brief. Well, he just reads the gospel and then he sits down. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the Sunday Mass, the music's great. Freddie Dartmouth leads three choirs, heavenly music takes us high. Monday comes with silent strength. We could surely use his help, but Fred's not around. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass,
I think you think there must be more to it.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Sometimes Mass feels like a race. When Father God gets into it, he gets us out in 10 minutes. Afterwards, I stick around. I'll pray the liturgy of ours a few minutes more. Nothing I don't disapprove of, deep inside I feel love is firm and kind. In quiet time, oh so divine, in the daily grind. Father God's at Sunday Mass, he's a hero for a day, teaching sinners how to pray. It's good to see his midweek face. He would still be pressing on with no one around.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, our Mass. This is where we hear God speak, our Mass. In the middle of the week, our Mass. It's in Latin and in Greek, our Mass. In the middle of the week, our Mass.
So we encourage you to go to Mass. Go to Mass. It is an obligation, but it's also an invitation. So go. It's not that we got to go. It's that we get to go. We get to go. So it is the greatest blessing on earth, the greatest prayer on earth, the Mass. The Holy Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass. And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for life-saving telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one known.
Amen. And tomorrow on our Stand in the Gap, we will have Saint Lender of Seville, who will be entering into the gap tomorrow. And we thank Blessed Angela Selawa for her participation in the gap today. We thank you all the saints for their prayers for us, that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And we thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. And I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. And we will see you tomorrow with Saint Leander of Seville in the gap tomorrow, as we will close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Go to confession. Frequent the sacraments. Receive the Eucharist in the state of grace. And tell the world. Deeper truth out there. Tell the world. Pray for our priests. Pray for our bishops. Pray for our deacons and our seminarians and our altar servers and our choirs. And our children. Now is the time. Pray, pray, pray. Amen. As we close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And we'll see you tomorrow with Saint Leander of Seville. Tomorrow.